This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are about to get into our interview. We are talking all things travel, all things, travel in Africa as Africans. We are going to be joined by our guest shortly. Our guest is Katharina Stewart. She is a travel agent she's an independent travel agent with the Flight Center. She comes to us with 2 years experience in hospitality at Shamwari Game Reserve. And at 21 years old, she helped commission Isango Gate with Mantis Collection before moving to the ships. She has 5 years experience on the yachts of Seabourn and one on Sea Dream. Then she has got 10 years with Flight Center Travel Group. Her favorite country that she likes, one of her top countries is Norway. Her favorite destination is Norway. And the only place that she hasn't been is, the only continent she hasn't been is to the Americas. So we're going to be talking about, all things travel, traveling as Africans. So stick with us. I'm going to be getting into it with Katharina Stewart. And we are about to get into it with Katharina Stewart, our travel agent who's talking to us all about traveling in South Africa as South Africans. And just what it's like, in the world of travel at the moment. Kat, hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
How are you, Kanya?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
It is my absolute pleasure.
Okay, we'll get right into it. So can you tell us a bit more about yourself and how you got into the travel industry?
So I am with Flight Center Independent, and I have been with Flight Center Travel Group for 10 years now. And it all pretty much started when we traveled the world as a family. And from there on in, worked at a couple of hotels and the ships, and from came back home and joined for the travel group family, Flight Center Travel Group.
Oh, lovely. Sounds like travel found you, actually.
I think we found each other. It's a marriage of passion.
Oh, lovely. What does a travel agent do?
Travel agents look for the best deals for your clients, and we are there to support you throughout your journey. We book everything from chartered flights to ferries across Greece, your car hire, everything. We put it together. We cater for you as a client. It's very important to know that we don't only sell packages, but we do actually tailor to what you need from us.
Yes. So would that be one of the biggest differences between using a travel agent or an agency and booking trips by yourself? Or what other benefits and things come with using an agent?
Yes. So the biggest difference is, you might see a package online and you feel you might want to add some excursions to it. We would be the best people to talk about it. Or maybe the hotel doesn't suit your needs, but you like the destination. So we would go ahead and look for your best options, depending on what you would like to put towards your holiday. The important thing for you to remember, booking with a travel agent is peace of mind. We are there for you 24/7. You can contact us on WhatsApp. You can call us on WhatsApp if you like to. And I mean, that's a bigger thing for travelers these days going overseas, You don't want to be using your phone as roaming data. So most of us are on WhatsApp or on other platforms that you can contact while you're on holiday.
Okay, that's so cool. It's like, your personal, personal agents. So, how do you stay up to date on like these latest travel, trends and destinations? Yeah, what's happening in the world? How do you stay up to date with everything?
So, what's nice about being a part of Flight Center Travel Group is we do have a department that actually keeps an eye on developing stories and travel trends. So on a daily basis, we get updates of what's happening. The airlines also would send us what's happening on their side. And the travel industry is quite a community, so we do share quite a lot of information with each other as well.
Okay, that's so cool. So what are some current trends, you know, like destinations or packages? What is happening now that is, trending?
Well, we have seen a lot of students actually wanting to travel abroad and maybe go teach English for a while, you know, traveling and seeing the world. Or we have a lot of youngsters actually going onto the ships and doing, you know, seeing the world while working. These are a lot of travel trends that are happening at the moment. You've got a lot of ITCs that are actually traveling and working as well. So we've all become very independent in what we do. And it's a really good way of seeing the world is for you, if you're a student or even wanting to take a gap year, to go and work abroad while seeing the world.
Mm. And so then it's Africa Month. So what trends are you seeing in Africa?
So in Africa, we are actually seeing a lot of people, because of what happened with the pandemic, they would like to, at the moment, stay closer to home. So we're seeing a lot of Botswana coming through, Namibia coming through, you know, places that usually weren't on a bucket list, now coming forward to being a bucket list, just so that we know that you're closer to home, you don't want to travel to a crowded place right now because of what's happened. But, I mean, that is extremely good for us in tourism, you know, to see people coming more out of their shells and going to explore these different countries within our continent.
Yes. And so, obviously, there's considerations taken, there's visas and all these things, but for South Africans, what recommendations would you have for South Africans traveling into the rest of the continent?
My recommendations would always be to take out some travel insurance. I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But to be quite honest, recommendations of going somewhere, I would definitely say Zanzibar should be first on your list. Short flights, beautiful, absolutely beautiful, beautiful destination, and it's you know, it's not that expensive as what everybody would think. I know Mauritius has always been on everybody's mind, but I would definitely say go and see Zanzibar, do the road less traveled. Victoria Falls is another one that is actually stunning. It is really one of the things that you need to go and see once in your lifetime, is go and experience the falls and go and experience the wildlife there. We have quite a lot of people doing that at the moment, because it's a 3-day holiday or 4-day holiday. You don't need more than that. So you basically need a weekend and then coming back. Botswana, again, one of the things that is easy reachable from Johannesburg with a short flight going over. So I would definitely say those are some of the places that is definitely trending at the moment for us as South Africans to go and see, you know, more regional travel around Africa.
Yes. You were saying that Botswana and Zanzibar are easier to get to, travel to. What are some considerations, like how easy is it to travel locally, so domestically, but also internationally? Like, because obviously we don't all have direct flights places and driving. So, yeah, how easy is it to get around the country and the continent?
It's quite easy. You'd be surprised. So, you know, getting around our country is quite easy. You know, you've got your flights pretty much to everywhere right now. And the same goes regionally. When I say regionally, we're talking about your Botswanas, we're talking about your Namibias, we're talking about, you know, Zanzibar, we're talking about Victoria Falls. And what's nice about these places is, as South Africans, on your South African passport, you don't need the hassle of getting a visa, because it's visa-free countries for us. So, you know, it's very easy. Once you get there, we get your transfer from the airport to your hotel. You know, in South Africa, we'd like to say, you know, use an Uber, because you as a South African know how to use that. But your hotels, that's another thing we can book for you. You know, it's very important to be confident when you're traveling. because it makes life a little bit easier for you.
Yes. So obviously now if we're working with you, you would handle all these things. But what are some common mistakes that you see people making when arranging their travel?
Okay. So some common mistakes is when self-travel is done on the platforms, online platforms, would be, you know, you don't really know whether your hotel is actually booked or not. You could get a confirmation. It is very, it's vitally important to actually contact that hotel to see that that hotel is actually available. Have they taken the money off your card? You know, same goes with flights. You know, the cheapest is not always the best because you can book a fare and then you don't have luggage. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot of things that we are seeing that's happening. So, you know, the best is to actually, if you are going to arrange a holiday or even just travel business internationally, it is important to use a travel agent because we have years of experience and we are there with you every step of the way. We know which fees will include luggage. We know which fees are flexible, meaning you can change it if something goes wrong. We know which fees are non-refundable and which fees are refundable. And a lot of the time the mistakes happen when you do not know what you're actually booking because of that.
Yes. They, and also you're not thinking about this. It's also one of the biggest considerations when traveling is, oh, you're looking for the cheapest, right?
Yes.
And that doesn't always come with the best package.
No, that's the thing. It's not always the best area that you stay in or the best hotel that you stay in. And you might think that you are paying for a champagne package, but actually you're getting a beer product. So that's where we come in. We as travel agents have years of experience, and we have probably most likely visited these places. So we are able to give you that expert advice and say to you, okay, this looks beautiful. It's a lovely package. And if you are wanting to stay at this hotel, yes, of course, by all means, we will help you book it. We will get you there. But we also have this hotel, which is the same rate. And, you know, that's where we come in. We come in to help you secure what you would like to have. And we are, like I said, if you're there and something is not to your liking, you need to contact us immediately so we can sort that out for you.
Yes. And so now, obviously, in Africa Month, and there are these stigmas, misconceptions about traveling across the continent. For people within the continent, so especially for South Africans, there's this idea that people call us Africa Lights. So there's this idea that, that there's all these misconceptions and stigmas around traveling into the rest of Africa. By saying it's also from people abroad. So how do you address some of those misconceptions?
Look, I would say, first of all, we would never send you into a country that there is conflict or anything in. And you also need to remember that anywhere in South Africa, if you're going to walk around at the docks at night, you're probably going to have problems. The same goes for any other country. All countries have got their problems. But we won't be sending you to a space in a destination, an area in a destination that's a hot zone, you know. So it's definitely, most of the areas are safe enough for you to travel to. And you have a travel tour operator that takes you from the hotel to your, from the airport to your hotel. And then if you have an excursion, we've got those trusted operators that will take to your excursion as well. You know, we operate with very trusted suppliers for these deals who will tell you, okay, this area might not be great, and we will then change it to another area. We will never advise you to go stay in a place where you will not feel safe.
Yes. I was talking just before you came on, I was talking about Hawaii and how there's a big push by local people for against tourism right at the moment. They're feeling like tourists are coming in and destroying their environment and just not respecting their spaces. So how do you promote sustainable and responsible tourism with your clients, but also just in the countries, especially in Africa?
So I'm very passionate about our country. That's the reason I came back. I am extremely patriotic. We have the widest variety of wildlife. Our cultures are beautifully enriched. And it's important that we show as South Africans that we care about one another. And, you know, going to visit places off the beaten track in South Africa, exploring those, you know, those rich cultures from Cape Town all the way to Maputo. You know, doing things that we haven't done in our own backyard. It's important to go to the sand parks and experience the animals there, helping conservation, which, I mean, it's a very large drive for South Africa right now. It is to conserve our animals and our cultures because it is our heritage. So it's very important for me as a travel agent, if you are going to say, hey, look, I don't feel like going overseas, what would you recommend? My first recommendation would be in the garden route. But don't fly everywhere because you're not going to see anything. Take a drive, you know, go see the potstoles, which there is an abundance of. You know, stop at Storms River, walk over the bridge, which has been all attached in South Africa. If you feel like it, why don't you go bungee jump, which is the highest bungee jump in the world?
Yes.
You know, we've got such a wide variety of things to do. God's window, the potholes. You know, if we as South Africans can't sustain our travel by actually supporting these things locally, we can't really expect foreigners to come in and support it for us. So it's very important for me that, you know, if we are going to do local travel, to not just go and stay in the international hotel chains, but experience the B&Bs of our local people that are proudly South African. Let's put that out for people to come and visit. And they are actually beautiful. You know, a lot of people have put their heritage in their homes to Airbnb out to people. And it's very important that we support one another in South Africa like that to sustain our tourism, to know what we are doing.
Yeah, that's really important. You know, I love the way you put that. And you mentioned the impact of the pandemic on the way we travel and the way we, see the world. So, twofold question is, how has, the effects of the pandemic, lingered, or how have they changed, travel and, you know, planning and all these things? And then, just in general, how have you seen the industry change over the past few years?
So, I would say the answer to those questions are actually pretty much the same.
Yes.
What we have seen is that people are more likely to use a travel agent now because they want flexibility of the tickets. They want the flexibility of the hotel. Your cheapest rate might not be the refundable rate. And if something happens again, we would be able to get a refund for all those things. So flexibility has been a very vital, important thing for travelers at the moment. We're also seeing that, you know, because most people have gone to RTC, working from home, we're seeing a lot of them having longer stays in destinations. You know, rather than spending the week or in Zanzibar, or, you know, they prolong it to 10 days in Zanzibar because they can. We're also seeing a big uptake in regional and local travel, which is fantastic for our tourism. It's really, really good. And then we're also seeing that a lot of travelers are, more likely to go to less crowded places. So instead of going to Europe in the midst of their summer, travel the wait just a bit later to actually go and see Europe when it's not so crowded. So, you know, there's a lot of things that have been impacting us, but I mean, the travel community, you know, we've really rallied together during the pandemic, and, you know, we've all helped each other out. And to be fairly honest, we've done enough by rallying back. And yeah. Now that has also taught all of us that your client might be looking for the more cost-effective options. But a travel agent should be saying to you, this is more cost-effective, but it's non-refundable, you know? Yes. So we're seeing a lot of people more likely to actually book with a travel agent because of the knowledge. And we're also seeing, like I said, a big uptake in local and regional travel.
Yeah, that's lovely. So can you give me any examples, or can you think of any trips that you've planned that or just have stuck in your mind, in your memory, that that you really enjoyed planning or learning, whatever, just one of your favorite memories of that you've helped a client with?
Look, I absolutely love being a travel agent. I can say that I live vicariously through my travelers, especially when planning their holidays. African trips, definitely the Rivers Rail, you know, from Pretoria all the way through to Victoria Falls. That's always a fun one to plan. You know, your Mauritius, that's always a fun one to plan as well. But also, your garden route is definitely one that I love planning, because there's so many tours and opportunities for you to do, from Cape Town all the way through to Port Elizabeth, actually, that we would do. So that's always a lot of fun, because you get to experience all the tours and read up on all the tours that's around and what you can do. So that's quite a lot of fun. My favorite memory is actually in Norway. We were sailing the fjords, and it was quite late at night, and the water was absolutely sparkly clear. It reflected the stars and the moon, and then the white peaks of the fjords as we were going through. And then at one moment, the water behind us as we were sailing, the trailing water lit up in a luminous green, and we realized that we had been sailing through plankton. And as we were sailing, the water actually lit up, which was absolutely stunning. Definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me.
Oh, wow. If you ever get tired of being a travel agent, you can go into audio descriptions.
I'll take you up on that.
So before I let you go, what advice would you give to someone who wants to pursue a career in tourism, in travel?
I would definitely say my one piece of advice is to definitely start traveling, you know, yes. especially with South Africa, even if you just do your backyard and, you know, take the drive from Johannesburg to the Kruger and go see the Swazi Falls and, you know, go see Pilgrim's Rest and things like that. Get that behind your name and, you know, travel. Yeah, the travel industry is my biggest passion. It's definitely that I would recommend to anybody that is passionate about travel.
Okay, and then how do we get in touch with you?
The easiest way to get in touch with me, because my phone is always glued to my ear, is definitely on WhatsApp. And you know my number, 072-377-1858. And anything you need, I will be more than happy to assist you with.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We've been speaking to Kat from the Flight Center. We talk all things travel in Africa. And if you want to listen to, if you want to remember all the things she said today, if you want to make notes, you can catch it on our podcast on MET Radio, Shape and Own Your Future. The time is just before 12 o'clock, and we'll be back.
This is an MET Radio podcast.